Well, folks, a name that all of you will recognize, a former Missouri House Speaker, has been appointed to run a new foundation that is focused on improving rural health care. This was a story first brought to us last week by our Mexico affiliate, KXEO. His name is Elijah Haar. He's from Springfield, and he is the new head of this newly formed group, which is called the Noble Health Foundation. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about it, not just his job, but really what they do with rural health, is the former House Speaker. Speaker Elijah Haar. Mr. Speaker, always appreciate your time. I know you're very busy. First of all, congratulations. What does this role mean to you? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to Noble Health?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on and talking about this role. I'm really excited to take on this new challenge. One thing I like to remind everybody is I grew up on a family farm in Iowa. When we moved to Missouri, we always lived in rural areas and went to school in St. Joseph and came back to Springfield, but spent 8 years in the legislature working on a lot of different rural issues. And so working on rural health care is sort of the next step in this path of life, I guess.
And of course, in the legislature, you talk quite a bit about rural health as well. Mr. Speaker, in terms of the, you know, I think it's very interesting because I covered both what was happening at the St. Mary's and Jeff City, and there was some concern about the one in Jeff City. But at the time, and you'll remember this, there were concerns about the old St. Mary's in Mexico, which is now, I shouldn't say old, but you know what I mean, the current hospital that is now run by Noble. And then, of course, concerns that the one in Callaway would close. And Noble Health has come in, bought them, and they are investing in those facilities. It highlights to me what Noble Health is trying to do in terms of rural health care, and that's invest in these communities.
Yeah, you know, what we've seen in a lot of these rural hospitals that have not been able to make it is you have management companies based out of large urban areas. They don't really understand what a rural healthcare community hospital, how it can meet the needs of those people in that area. And so they run it in such a way that it essentially turns into somewhat of a chop shop, and they take out all the pieces that they think are valuable and sort of leave the rest. And it hasn't really served a lot of these rural healthcare communities very well. And so what Noble is trying to do is something different. And, you know, when they took over the hospital in Callaway County, that was about a week from closing down. The hospital in Audrain, same situation. It was in a pretty challenging spot. And what they've done is they've made a really significant investment into both of those hospitals. They're cleaning them up. They're fixing them up. A lot of the aesthetics are dramatically improving. But then they're also, what the big thing that they're doing is they're going to the community and saying, okay, what is it that this rural community needs? So if we need an orthopod, let's go hire an orthopod and bring him here. One of the things about rural healthcare is that when you start thinking about an ambulance that picks somebody up and they have to make a decision of, do I take them to the hospital in Fulton that's 5 minutes away or to the hospital in Columbia that's 30 minutes away, well, we want them to take them to the hospital in Fulton because it's so close. But that means we have to make sure and offer the types of things that they need to for the ambulance to take them. And so I think that's a big focus on what we're trying to do is relocalizing healthcare.
Mr. Speaker, when you say relocalizing healthcare, you're talking about listening to the community. In fact, on Noble Health's page on June the 29th, there is going to be a Q&A where it's free and open to the public, and people can ask questions and have their questions answered as well.
That's right. And the people that own Noble Health have had several listening tours. And then when I first got brought on to focus on the foundation, same situation for me. The first thing I did is I did tours of the high schools and the colleges in Callaway County, went to the high schools in Audrain County, went to the high schools in Montgomery County, where we have several clinics, and I just said, okay, tell me what you all need. What are you looking for? What kind of problems do you have? What is it that a foundation could do to be helpful? And so we learned a whole lot really quickly about some of the issues that are facing these rural counties, and issues that we believe the foundation can specifically really focus on trying to alleviate.
Just two quick questions and we'll wrap up, and I appreciate your time. This is really good information. I want to finish in a moment about telehealth and telecounseling that you talked about to KXEO, and that's more of a general thing about statewide. But I want to go back just one real quick question, Mr. Speaker, about Noble. And you're correct, because I've seen the pictures on the Facebook page. They're remodeling and they're painting, obviously, at the two hospitals and doing a lot of work both inside and outside. Is it fair to say, and I know you can't give a specific amount, is it fair to say thousands of dollars? What would be the accurate thing that's being put into these hospitals? It's quite a bit of money, I would think, all this stuff.
It's well into the millions. But that's one of the big things about Noble, is that we did not want to be a management company. We wanted to own the hospital. We wanted to own the dirt the hospital sat on, and we want to be investing in that. Because, like I said, I don't think people that manage a rural hospital from an urban area can do a good job. They have to own it. They have to be investors in it. And so I think that partnership with the community works pretty well.
Final question. I'll give you the final word, and I appreciate the information, Mr. Speaker. This is more of a general thing that you talked to Matthew Pilger at KXEO about. But when you did the interview there where they introduced you to the community, I thought this was very powerful. You told Matthew that telehealth and telecounseling are some of the major needs in rural areas. You were talking there kind of, I guess, statewide. Elaborate on that. That's a big deal.
It is. It's one of the things that I gleaned from my meetings with a lot of the schools in Kalawea, Drain, and Montgomery, is a lot of these students don't, a lot of these schools don't have counseling. And so when we went and talked to them, we said, you know, there's a lot of resources out there where groups in larger cities can do online counseling, telecounseling. And so what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to partner with some of those groups. We'll go to the schools. Essentially, what will happen is in the fall, those students will take home a form. If their parents sign off on it, then they can download an app to a school iPad. You can go on there. You can look at the counselors. You can pick one out and schedule an appointment. We will cover the cost of the counseling session. And essentially, what we're trying to do is make sure that if you're a child in a rural area, you're not going to be struggling with mental health issues for lack of counseling. We're going to try to figure out a way to bridge that gap.
That's very impressive. And that's especially during the pandemic. And then you've got kids being cyberbullied, and it's a lot of different things out there. And I guess my final question, telehealth, you know, a lot of people, maybe they don't need to, Mr. Speaker, go to see a doctor. Maybe they do need to go see a doctor, but if they have the ability to do telehealth, it saves them a trip. Maybe it saves the Noble Health in the office some time too. But the technology has to be there on both the rural area and then for the people to be able to do it, to make it work.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that quote we talked about, relocalizing health, we keep going back to that. But whether it's if you can do it out of your house through telecounseling or telehealth, or if you can go to the local hospital that's 5 minutes from your house instead of the one that's 30 minutes from your house, Those all have a huge economic boost to the community. They also have a huge healthy boost to the community, because you're no longer, you know, the difference in traveling 5 minutes to a hospital versus 30 minutes to a hospital can be the difference of life to death sometimes.
Mr. Speaker, I know you're very busy with all your duties. I'll give you the final word. Anything you'd like to add about any of this, feel free.
Well, the one other thing that I think we're getting ready to roll out here, we've got some pretty exciting stuff, but I think the biggest thing we're trying to do is we want to find a way to be very innovative in rural healthcare. And I think we've got some projects we're working on besides the telecounseling partnership we're working on with the schools. We're also working on launching a Center for Health Innovation, or Center for Rural Health Innovation. Sorry, I can't get the words right. Sure. And it's something that we've been working on for a long time. Basically a program where we can attempt to demonstrate how innovation will work in rural areas as opposed to the traditional innovation in urban areas. So we got some pretty exciting stuff on the horizon. I think you're going to see these locations in Audrain and Callaway continue to flourish. And I think you'll just see Noble as a brand continue to build in the years to come.